All right, welcome back to it. The race for governor of Virginia got really hot this week when former Governor Terry McAuliffe, who is running to be reelected, told his opponent Glenn Youngkin, parents have no place in their kids' schools. Took about 10 minutes for it to become a TV ad. It is bite number 8. Listen to this.
We watched parents so upset because there was such sexually explicit material in the library.
I decided to check the titles at my child's school. Both of these books include pedophilia, graphically describes engaging in fellatio with male minors.
You vetoed the bill that would have informed parents that they were there.
Yeah, stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I sponsored this ad.
Yeah. Terry McAuliffe is in real trouble in Virginia. Very much in big trouble in Virginia. That's 100% true. And he tells parents they have, they have no place in deciding what books get read or what goes on or what your kids are talking. Please. Of course they do. They have every right. And there it is. Let's see here. Moving on to some really big stuff. I'm going to continue with what Steve Moore was talking about a little bit. Supposed to be a vote in the House on those massive spending bills, but, well, Fancy Nancy, she seems to be having some trouble. You know that. The two biggest problems she has are Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Those are the two biggest problems she has. Bite 10, listen.
Do Manchin and Sinema need to sign off on this legislative language by tomorrow for this infrastructure vote to move forward?
We're not talking about a timetable on them. One of the things that I said that I can't keep a commitment that the Senate has made impossible to do. But what I have also said is we're not proceeding with anything that doesn't have agreement between the House and the Senate. And that's where we're working. I mean, we could pass a bill any time. Mm-hmm. We can pass a bill any time. But if it doesn't have the support of the Senate, then where are we? We have to have something that has both sides in the interest of the American people, first and foremost, what it means to them, as well as it's time-saving just to do it together.
There you go. We have to do it together. But then just moments later, she said something quite a bit different. Quite a bit different. Let's go to bite number 11 because Nancy reverses course and says this.
Why get mad at members? Why twist the arms of moderates if this is not going to move anywhere?
What are you talking about? We have a responsibility to uphold, to lift up the full faith and credit of the United States of America. That's what we have to do. These members have all voted for this last week. So if they're concerned about how it might be in an ad, it's already in an ad. It's already in an ad. So let us give every confidence, every step of the way, that we will do that. We cannot predicate our actions in the House on what could happen in the Senate.
Yeah, there you have it. I don't know what's going to happen with this. So, here's where we are. They're going to try, but I don't know how much try they've got left in them because Democrats, so-called moderate Democrats, if there is such a thing, so-called moderate Democrats are saying they're not going to go through this again, all right? People like Vicente Gonzalez of Texas. Because one vote has been missed already on the infrastructure vote. It's already been missed. It's supposed to happen on Monday the 27th. Did not happen. And Gonzalez says, our group will have a lot of trouble if it gets canceled again, and it will be catastrophic. Liberals lining up to sink the infrastructure proposal, demanding that Democrats in the House, Senate, and White House first reach an agreement on the broader family benefits package. Only then they say they will back the Senate passed public works bill. So it's trouble for. But here's what is really disappointing. And Fred Upton here in Michigan, yeah, you ought to be. You ought to be ashamed that you would support Nancy Pelosi's agenda by being one of the Republicans that will apparently pay for the infrastructure bill so they can get to the $3.5 trillion of spending. You know, I guess Joe Manchin is more conservative than Fred Upton. I guess Kyrsten Sinema is more conservative than Fred Upton, honestly. I mean, how else would you take what you're seeing and hearing from his office, which is indefensible? And thankfully, Joe Manchin is, you know, sane enough to realize he comes from one of the reddest states there is, West Virginia. And therefore, he's going to do what his constituents want, not what the people like Marxist Bernie Sanders wants. Thankfully. There you go. So it is. At any rate, I guess I irritated some people again by pointing out the fact that even with the problems in Arizona and elsewhere, until you provide a mechanism at the state level or the federal level, which has not been provided in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, anywhere, or the federal level to correct what people still believe was a stolen election, and maybe it was. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm saying even if you can prove that, what is the mechanism to correct the problem? There is no mechanism at the federal level, not currently. And there is no mechanism, not through the courts, is my point. Boy, do I, and I told Tracy we were going to get hate mail. Oh, we got hate mail, all right. People just go off, I will never, you are so stupid, I'll never watch and listen to you again. Okay, well, when you do that, when you cancel me, you sound like a liberal. Cancel culture. Oh, you say something I don't agree with. It's terrible. Okay, well, then. Act like a liberal, sound like a liberal, behave like a liberal, and call yourself a conservative. Good luck with that. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to